Blog Talk Radio.
Said in Matthew 23,
23. Let me try to find that right now. Matthew 23 and verse 9, it says, but be not you called rabbi. I was listening to this guy that was calling himself a rabbi, and he's selling books, and I'm sure that enemy will go out and buy thousands of his lies that he tells in the book. This book, our Bible tells us, do not be you called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all you brother are brethren. So don't be fooled by someone that's called rabbi. You're not supposed to do that. And I have told you, sheep, you're not supposed to do that. I want you to understand that you are not to call yourselves rabbi. It's found in Matthew chapter 23. And, I was just at the verse. Well, 23, verse 8. Rabbi, Matthew chapter 23, verse 8. So, you read it for yourself. I don't have to tell you or tell. I'm doing what my Father in heaven told me to do in a dream, and that is to feed his sheep. You read it for yourself. Don't call anybody a rabbi. If he's fool enough to call himself rabbi, he's fool enough to tell you other lies. So, as well, read chapter 7 and 8. It tells you don't call anybody rabbi. And I want you to understand that, sheep. Also, I ask that our Father gives us understanding and open up our ears and our eyes and give us understanding to what has been read this morning. And Father, thank you. On my computer screen, it tells you that I am to read Joshua 22, but I have read that maybe 3 weeks ago. I'm reading now Judges. I'm starting in chapter 2. I want you all to get your listening ears on. And now I want you to know that many of the words that is written in chapter 2 and 3, hopefully my Father will allow me to read these two chapters to you. And I want you all to understand there is a story in here, even though I read this Bible twice years ago. But when I read it those times, I did not understand as I am understanding, paying attention to what is being said to you. Don't miss out on it like me. Like, this is my third time reading this Bible for myself, and a first time reading it to you all. But I have read it three times, and what I'm going to say to you, that's in chapter 3 of Joshua. If I was not paying attention to what it was saying, I would miss it all. I don't want you all to be like me. Pay attention. There are some things in here that you should know. There are some things that I should know, but I did not pay attention like I should have. And now I'm paying attention. Let's go into Judges. And that's in the Old Testament. It's spelled J-U-D-G-E-S. We're going to read chapter 2. And in my Father in heaven from this, chapter 3. And we should. It's very important that you pay attention because you're going to learn something today. And I stress pay attention, even though I will make mistakes and maybe not pronunciate the words correctly. But you go back and read over it yourself. You are smarter than I. I don't know why my father chose me to feed his sheep. And then I kept saying, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. But it took me 27 years to do it. And this is my ninth year of doing it. Excuse me, let me tell you who I am. Then I will start reading Judges chapter 2. And I will try to finish chapter 3. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. I come to you on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. and Fridays to 7 in the evening time at 5 p.m. I want you all to read the Ten Commandments. They are found in two different places. One in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in Exodus. And these chapters are located in the Old Testament book. And you should read them. Don't let no one tell you not to read it. Read it for yourself and become somewhat familiar what is written in there, so that if your pastor is telling you a tale or something that's not true, you can say that's not true because you have read it for yourself. Now, again, Exodus chapter 3, verses 3 through 17, you'll find the Ten Commandments. And if I have time enough today, I will go over those Ten Commandments with you all. If you're still listening to me, listen, I am so proud of you listening to me. Hopefully the stories that I read to you today will inspire you to read your Bible, read your King James Version of the Bible, even though there are different versions of the Bible, but I choose to read King James. I ask that you have your three P's ready, and you ask me, well, what are they? And I tell you, your three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil, so you can jot down some of the references that I might give to you. When I say references, I mean scriptures that I may speak for your reading. Then there are technological gadgets called your pad and your notebook and whatever else that the young folks have these days. The gadgets where you can write this information down. Well, let me stop talking and start reading. Oh, Father, I ask that you make me my eyesight be better and help me to read better for your listening audience. We're in Judges chapter 2, verse 1. And the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim, and this will be B-O-C-H-I-M, Bochim, and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you to the land which I swear to your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. What you say is a covenant. I'm going to tell you, a covenant is like an agreement or a contract that he made with our forebears. And you shall make no league. What is a league? A league is a club or a union or a joining together with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice, which have you done this? Lord, why have you done this? Father, help me to read correctly to your sheep. Verse 3, wherefore I said unto you, I will not drive them out from before you, but they will be as thorns in your side, and their gods be a snare unto you. What's a snare? A snare is a trap unto you. Verse 4, and it came to pass when the angel of the Lord spake these words unto the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voices and wept, and they called the name of this place Bochim, and it's spelled B-O-C-H-I-M, and they sacrificed there unto the Lord. When Joshua had let them and let the people go, the children of Israel went every man unto his inheritance to possess the land. And the people served the Lord in all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders, but outlived Joshua. And let me read verse 7 again because I misread it. Father, please do not let me misread again for the rest of this session in the next week. Verse 7, and the people served the Lord in all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he had did for Israel. And Israel is us back, folks. Maybe I should keep that a secret. I should not say that because our Father hears us. You know, the dangers. I was listening at the congressional hearing that's going on, and I am learning that the one that calls him a leader of this great country has lied to other folks. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to it for yourself. Well, let me get to reading of Moses. Tell you what the Lord has said. Let me read verse 7 again. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. Then they buried him in the water of his inheritance in Timnath Heres. That's spelled T-I-M-N-A-T-H hyphen E-T-R-E-S in the Mount of Ephraim on the north side of the hill Gash. That's spelled G-A-A-S-H. And also all the generations were gathered unto their fathers, and there rose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam. Balaam is a false god. It's spelled B-A-A-L-I-M. Remember that, Shinked. Remember that. I was wondering why our fathers while we went into slavery. And this chapter is telling you why. It's telling you that our forefathers, they forgot after the death of Joshua. There was a generation that did not know what the Lord had done, and knowing what works He had done for us. So they did not tell their children. And it says here, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam. You are not to serve Balaam. Balaam, B-A-A-L-I-M. That is a false god. Verse 12. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods. You're not supposed to follow other gods. The only one God you're supposed to follow is the God of the children of Israel. And right now, in the land that is supposed to be ours, there is another group who does not follow our Father the way that we should, and do not respect Him as well as we do. But let's get back to observing what our Father has told us to do. Let's be obedient to Him. Of all the gods of the people that were around about them and bowed themselves down unto them and provoked the Lord to anger. Now, let me read verse 12 again. I want you to have a good understanding. Now, I make mistakes, but I want you to read it for yourself. You should not make mistakes. This is very important. Verse 12, and they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsook the Lord, and served Baal and Ashtaroth. Baal is Baal, B-A-A-L, and Ashtaroth is spelled A-S-H-T-A-R-O-T-H. You are not to serve the devil. They're like, they're part of Lucifer and Beelzebub. I can't think of all the different names that Satan is called, but remember, Beelzebub and Lucifer, you're not to serve them. Verse 14. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. You see, that's what we are suffering today. We have had to suffer 430 years already. And then Egypt let us go. Then we started serving the other people, their gods, because you failed to get rid of them, of their land, out of their land, the land that our fathers gave to us. And He punished them. I guess they didn't think about their grandchildren and children and children, all the way down to me, would have to serve these strange gods. You know, all people of the earth, what I have read so far, they were made black. And then I was listening to YouTube. I should not say this, but you go there and listen to it, and you'll find out that the devil was made white until our Father put a curse on him. The reason why, so you can know the difference between black folks and white folks, they are the ones who kill lives. Look at them in Congress right now. The one that's over this nation has told lies, and other folks are trying to tell the truth. And his imps are following what the president, they're following what the president says. They know that they're not going to have good luck. So, after I finish reading, this program is over with, then I will go back to watching their testimony. And he delivered them into the hands of the spoilers. The spoilers are looters or criminals that spoiled them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. See, our Father has been helping us out all along. That's why he made the enemies different from us, so that we will know who the enemies were. And some of our people, it's a shame talking about, they're going to follow the enemy. Well, you're not going to do that when our Father in heaven comes back. He's going to take you over to that man. What was it called? It's a man over in that country. He's going to fix you up. Verse 15. Whithersoever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil. And the Lord had said, and as the Lord had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed. Distress means to have anxiety or pain or sorrow. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. And again, they are looters or criminals, the spoilers. Verse 17, and yet they would not hearken. Hearken means to hear or listen to. I lost where I was. I know that I was in verse 17, so let's start there again. And yet the Lord would not hearken. Well, that means to hear or listen unto their judges, but they went a horn after other gods and bowed themselves unto them, that is the other gods. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of the Lord, but they did not so. That's why we are punished to this day. Our poor parents, they did not obey our poor parents. They did not obey the 10th commandment or what the Lord had said. And so we are punished. Let me read verse 18. And when the Lord raised them up judges, then the Lord was with the judges and delivered them out of the hands of their enemies all the days of the judges and repented. That means that he rejected, that means being rejected, or he was full of sorrow, the Lord, because of their groanings by reason of them oppressed them and vexed them. That means to distress. The vex means to distress them or oppress them. And it came to pass when the judges was dead that they returned to corrupting themselves more than their fathers, and following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. You were not supposed to bow down to them. Even to this day, you're not to bow down to them. Some of us act like we just love those, the enemies. What's an enemy to God? Shouldn't be an enemy to you. And they bow down to them. They cease not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn ways. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. And he said, because that this people have transgressed. Transgressed means to violate or broken the law or sin my covenant, which I commanded them, which I commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened. They have not listened unto my voice. Again, this Bible right here, this chapter, tells you why we are slaves in this country and in the United States of America still. I also will not henceforth drive out any folk before. Let me read this verse again, verse 21. I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them I may prove Israel whether they will keep the ways of the Lord to walk therein as their fathers did, keep it or not. Therefore, the Lord left the nations without driving them out hastily, neither deliberately he them into the hands of Joshua. Let me read verse 23 again. And after that, I will go into verse 3. It's very important that I read all of verse 3 to you all and you understand. Hopefully you understand verse 22. I make mistakes. I don't want to. I curse the devil for allowing me to make mistakes. I will try not to. Therefore, the Lord left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua. Now, that we have read, I have read to you. Is not to bow down to other false gods or Balaam, the false god. And if you are in what I consider to be the Catholic Church and the black, you are supposed to follow him. You're not supposed to follow the devil. Why are you doing that? You have not read the Bible. You're not supposed to read the Bible. I understand that the Catholic Bible has different from the King James Version of the Bible. And you're supposed to not follow those that follow Balaam. And Balaam, again, I told you, is Lucifer, Beelzebub, Beel. Astra, the devil. You're not supposed to follow those people. Many of us black people just love to do that. And you're going to go the way that they're going to go. They know where they're going to go. Let's get into chapter 3. I have 9 minutes left. Let's get into chapter 3. It's very important. Now those are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of kingdom, only that the generations of the children of Israel might know and teach them more, at the least, such as before knew nothing thereof, namely 5 lords of the Philistines, and all of the Canaanites, and the sons of Sidonian, that's spelled Sidon, as Sidonians, and the Havites that dwelled in Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon, that's spelled Baal-Hermon, unto entering them of Hamath, that's spelled Hamath. And they were to prove Israel by them to know whether they would hearken, that is, listen unto the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. And the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, Hittites, and the Amorites, the Perizzites, and Hivites, and Jebusites. And they took their daughters to be their wives, and gave their daughters to their sons, and served other gods. We are doing the wrong things. We're supposed to serve the one God, and that's the God, our Father, of Israel. That's who we're supposed to serve, who gave us the 10 commandments. All the children of Israel, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and forgot the Lord their God, and served Balaam and the groves. And I don't know what the groves are, but that's what they did. They served Balaam and the groves. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hands of Chushan-Rishathaim, that's spelled C-H-U-S-H-A-M. Excuse me, I spelled that wrong. Again, it's spelled C-H-U-S-H-A-N-R-I-S-H-A-T-H-A-I-M, king of Mesopotamia. And I always wanted to go there since I was about in the 5th grade. I don't know why. I've always wanted to go to Mesopotamia. And the children of Israel served Chushan-Rishathaim, spelled Chushan-Rishathaim, 80 years. Okay? And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, that the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered them, even Othniel, that's spelled O-T-H-N-I-E-L, the son of Kenzar, SLKENZA Cables, young brother. And the Spirit of the Lord came unto him, and he judged Israel. And he brought out to war, and the Lord delivered Cushan to him. That's spelled C-H-U-S-H-A-N hyphen R-I-S-H-A-T-H-A-I-M, King of Mesopotamia, into his hand, and his into his hand, and his hand prevailed against Cushman Rahim. That's spelled C-H-U-S-H-A-N hyphen R-I-S-H-A-T-H-A-I-M. And the land had rest 40 years. And Othniel, the son of Kenizzite, died. And the children of Israel did evil again in sight of the Lord. And the Lord strengthened Eglon, that's spelled E-G-L-O-N, king of the Moab. That's important. Hold on, let me underline that in yellow. We got 3 minutes to go. I want to read to you all what happened to him. And it's important that you know these things. Eglon, the king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done evil in the sight of the Lord. And he gathered unto him the children of Ammon and Amalek, and went and smote Israel, and possessed the city of palm trees. So the children of Israel served Eglon, that's spelled E-G-L-O-N, king of Moab, 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised him up a deliverer, Ehud, that's spelled E-H-U-D, Ehud, the son of Gerar, that's spelled G-E-R-A, a Benjamite, a left-handed, and by him the children of Israel went and presented unto Eglon, the king of Moab. But Ehud made him a dagger, which had 2 inches, a cubit length. And he did grit it under his raiment upon his right thigh. And he brought the present unto Eglon, king of Moab. And Eglon was very fat. And when he had made an end of offer, the present, he sent away his servants that bear him presents. But he himself returned again from the quarries, and the quarries places where we retained minerals such as coal, diamonds, and other sorts of things. And I am going to stop here, but it is very important that you all notice, read all of chapter 3 of Judges for yourselves. I have run out of time. Let us say a closing prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for giving me this opportunity to bring to you, to bring to your children or your sheep the words that you have allowed your prophets to write. In Jesus' name, Yeshua. Thank you. Amen. Remember, as in James chapter 4 and 15. If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. And the next time is Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Please join me, because you could have been doing something else. Oh, my God. You could have been somewhere else doing something else. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. Talk with you next time. God, please let me talk. I'm trying to get my song to play. It will not. Remember, saints, I want you to read this. Judges chapter 2, when you fell, and the person that's calling, I will call you back after this program goes on. Let me see if I have the
Father.
Number.
Help your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. Teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Jesus,
thank you all.
Is
love.
He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you die.